Chapter 5. It was difficult to see into the rooms because it was dark in the house. John put his face very near the window. Then he was lucky. By accident, he pushed the window, and it opened a little. He pushed again. It opened more. John looked into the room and then along the street. There was nobody in the street. John climbed through the window and into Mary's house. He was very nervous. John started to look around. He didn't know what he wanted to find. He didn't like being in another person's house. Then, in the living room, he found some photos. John looked at all the photos, and then he found an address book, Mary's address book. He opened it. Suddenly, he heard a sound. Somebody started to open the door, and John didn't know what to do. He decided to hide behind the sofa. A man came in. John only saw the man's feet. He was very nervous. He put the address book in his pocket and stayed very quiet. He was lucky again. The man stopped and stood directly in front of John, but he didn't look behind the sofa. Then he left the room. Now John had two possibilities: to stay behind the sofa or to try to get out of the window. The man was in a different room, so John stood up quickly and ran to the window. When he opened the window, the man came into the room again.
"Hey!"
shouted the man.
"What are you doing here? Who are you?"
John didn't answer. He climbed quickly out of the window and ran along the road. The man climbed out of the window and ran along the street after John. John was fast, but the man was faster. John heard the man's footsteps behind him. "I can't escape," thought John. But then a small dog ran in front of the man. The man fell over. The man stood up quickly, but John had time to run round the corner and hide behind a car. The man ran past, and John was safe. John waited for a few minutes. Then he stood up and went to his house, but not by the direct route. He had to be very careful now.